Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Shan Gilms and Evie Lorgan. Shan had a normal childhood, was always interested in the paranormal, was a school secretary at an Indian charter school, and spent many years as a CNA and a ward clerk in the ER. She loves the outdoors, had a huge sighting at 18 or 19, then had close-ups encounters with orbs while fishing. She moved to Idaho, and the paranormal exploded. Boy, howdy. Had a strange experience with visions of Anubis, and the speaker in her head said he was Ra. And this voice told her he'd better listen, but she had a hard time hearing more. She saw visions of a huge mummy flying towards Earth with thousands of people on it. Saw triangles everywhere, ghosts in the house. I saw huge, strange ships constantly with many witnesses. And she's filmed lots of anomalous aerial phenomena. What's in the news nowadays is all this drivel about drones, droning on endlessly about drones. Bad pun intended. Well, Shan has been filming this activity above her in Idaho for some time. So these are not drones. And she's had encounters with the Draco, the winged reptilians, otherwise known as Drax. They seem to be the elite of the reptilian caste. And she has some personal insights about them. And I'm going to bring Evie Lorgan into the show because Shan has had peculiar and disturbing medical issues related to her blood. And Evie has a background in biochem, biomed, and has done a lot of research in this regard. So besides being an elite researcher in her own right, I thought I'd bring her in to have a little discussion here. So without any further ado, Shan and Evie, welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Thank you.
Shan, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your voyage of discovery, how this came about, a little bit about your genetic heritage and background, your blood type, and how this all began for you.
I'm O negative blood, and I've met people that, I mean, it seems like O negative people have a lot of paranormal experiences. I had a pretty normal life. Had a few sightings in California, moved here, and saw UFOs everywhere where I lived out in the country. And there was a green orb that I watched float across the river and the road and actually hit my telephone pole and exploded the sky green. That was before I moved here. And people in town even saw it, you know, and all wondered why it flashed green. Then I moved to Idaho Falls, where I'm at now, and had deep paranormal experiences. In the beginning, when I was seeing ships everywhere, something came in my head, and I was having visions of Anubis, which I didn't know who they were then. And they said Ra, and it wasn't friendly, I'll tell you that right now. That was very intense, and when you have no idea what's happening to you, it's horrifying. Most of my experiences have been negative. I thought they were friendly, and I lived out in the country next to a field, and I would go out there with the ships above me, and they showed me all kinds of stuff, like they can hide in the clouds really well. And their ships are huge and they're right here and we don't see them. I even watched one that was layered and went up farther than I could see. Then something started, they started touching my body. And I've heard other people talk about this. Like nudging, they call it nudges. And now, after all this, I have something in my body that I guess fear didn't work. So they use pain. And my research has brought me to, some people call it smart dust or reptilian or draconian parasites. So it's pretty rough because it's affected my health. Bizarre things. I went to get off the bed and had this pain in my lower back so bad that I had to go to the ER. They operated on my back and couldn't find anything there. they ball up and move around my body. I've got video of them, and they call them astral parasites. And they actually travel like in the shadows. And I've got videos of them going in and out the window. I also had the opportunity to have what I call the fake mooncraft come right above me. And this huge black filled, huge winged, protruded face stepped into the circle because it was light. So I saw it very well. Looked both ways and then flew faster than lightning. I mean, it's like they did that just to tell me this is who we are, you know? And I was telling James that a couple times I've gone in the backyard to look at the stars. And these things, when they leave my body, they like grow. And I see black wings flapping. This sounds crazy, but I'm doing this to warn people. I'm doing this so people know what I've been through and this love and light talk everywhere. I've been hearing and researching that most of it's generated by the false, you know, elite agenda to give people false narratives. They're not all good. And they're still very negative here, if they haven't always been here.
Yeah.
And we have had wars in the past with Dracos. They have taken over planets. So the scary part is they're here. They've been here. This has been going on over 7 years for me. So what do you guys want to say to that?
You mentioned that you had the sensation of movement inside of you as if someone or something had gotten in there and moved around. Now, I've heard similar stories in the past. On the one hand, some of them, when it's the movement and the sensations are concentrated in the womb area, these typically tend to be a developing fetus, hybrid, alien, or otherwise. You know, move around, roll over, what have you, and then they're extracted and the woman has a really bloody hemorrhage and then the infant is taken out. In other instances, such as you're describing, it seems that like whatever this parasite is moves around, it seems to have almost a consciousness of its own. Can you describe what it feels like to have this thing inside of you?
They are definitely conscious of my thoughts, and I will turn on a lot of frequencies on my phone and the TV and play them really loud, and they don't like that, so they all move around and go towards my feet. I feel them exiting my hands and my feet, but they never all leave. But yeah.
Well, our mentor, Barbara Bartholik, had a problem with neuropathy. If you remember, Evie, they really hammered Barbie, and she had neuropathy so bad she couldn't even get up after a while. She would have to just lay down. She was in such pain. It was one of the ways, and she and I talked about this, it was one of the ways they keep certain people down through a variety of illnesses, and they'll find one that's particularly painful and disabling for a given individual that they deem either troublesome or they just want to torture someone. For some reason. Have you ever had problems with neuropathy, Shan?
Yeah, I got diagnosed with it, and I was on my back for almost a year with it.
Oh, my goodness.
And
really?
I would take super hot showers. That's the only way that lessened the pain. They say it never goes above your waist, and they were clear up into my neck.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe it's neuropathy.
It sounds like it could be a number of things, but I'm curious about this is just 7 years. Do you think that there were other earlier encounters or abductions that happened before, like in your childhood when you were in California?
Is that what? I don't remember abductions. I know I have a lot of missing time throughout this almost 8 years. It was to the point where I'd walk out my door to smoke a cigarette, and there's a rectangle ship above the tree with a blue-red sitting there in the daytime. Have a panic attack, turn around, go back downstairs and into my apartment. I was sitting outside with my neighbor, and we were talking about UFOs. And this humongous orb comes floating down a road and then starts heading out in space. I have seen so many ships, different types of ships. Mm. The reason why I know these health things are related is because they will do things like make my eyelid go down or go in my ear and bite me, whatever they do, and I get a searing pain when I make it mad. When I was diagnosed with neuropathy, before I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't pinpoint it. They respond and hurt me if I think a certain thought. They're something intelligent. It is the craziest thing. It affects my every single day life.
Yeah.
Sometimes they won't let me sleep all night long, and I'll feel like I'm being electrocuted.
Oh, wow.
My whole body vibrates. They move the mattress under me. I forgot to say this part. A couple years ago, I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I'm laying there. Something in a body shape laid on top of my body. And during that same time, I woke up to what felt like my soul being pulled out of my body. That's the only way I can describe it. And I started swinging, and it felt like my hands were going through 10 million mosquitoes.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So to me, this isn't solid. It's a bunch of little things. Intelligent.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows if it's not AI related or, but they made sure they've shown me along the way who they are. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It is a nightmare.
Evie, could you move closer to your mic? Because I can't hear you sometimes.
Okay, sure. Is that better?
Oh, it's talking to Evie.
No, that's... Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's more than one being, and are they communicating to you in anything specific about like who they are and what they want with you, or trying to tell you who you are?
No.
Is there any communication level?
No, not since the Ra and Anubis thing. I feel like sometimes I'll get a message from other people saying, like one lady said, this will end when you do what you're supposed to do. She was a psychic. And I thought, they want me to go out there. They made a huge fear factor in me. And I fight that because I'm at the point where, I'm going to go out there. The ships have been right over me. I've ran from them. It's just been insane.
So it doesn't run in your family? Does anybody else in your family have this that you're aware of?
I have four kids, and two of my kids are O negative and have had their own experiences, but nobody
else.
What
about like your mom or your cousins or, well, maybe you don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Do you have Native American ancestry?
Yes.
Yeah. What tribe do you know?
Osage and Cherokee.
Okay, Cherokee. All right. Cherokee and Osage. That's two. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, they do go in family lines often. We know that. And Cherokee is, like, it's common to have some Native American that they go after, like the Rh negative, the blue-green eyes. Sometimes it's along the same genetic allele or something.
Yeah,
so
I've
it might
heard
be
that too.
Yeah.
It's just been... It's been one thing after the other. It's so weird. In my room, you see this stuff kind of fuzzy. And it'll even come up to me, and it's like a wall. And I put my hand by it, and I see movement. Pretend everything I'm telling you is totally real. It's pretty to tell other people what I'm going through is difficult. There's not a lot I can do anymore. I have to learn to live with this.
Like, what kind of have you done any energy healing, like shamanic soul retrieval or prayers, or I don't know, things that might help clear things out of your body, like meditation or anything?
And that does help for a while. Another thing that really helps is when I go outside barefooted. And the sun, when the sun's out. There are things that do help. Hot baths, they don't like water.
Okay, so that's a good thing to note. Like certain detoxing baths you can do that might help. And of course, the grounding. And it could be that there's this electrical imbalance that's caused from a lack of connection with earth energy or whatever it is. So anything that could help balance. It's almost like there's electrically something's not right in the body.
Yeah.
And it's manifesting all weird, like soup, like heat, like a lot of heat or different sensations.
They don't like heat. They don't like water. They don't like the sun. That's when I feel I'm leaving my body. I feel like I've read about holes in your aura, and I feel like my aura must be pretty damaged. I've read some of what you're talking about, and I've tried different electric currents and everything, you know, and it does help. That's frequency, basically.
Okay.
How about your magnesium levels, sodium levels, your iron levels? What are they like?
Well, my iron levels are super high. They're up in the 7,000s. Normal range is 1,100 and below. So
did that just happen since you moved to Idaho, or
everything happened?
Since.
When I lived in California, I had UFO sighting that was fabulous. It was two stars that were playing like this over. I was in the mountains looking down, and this was over the town of Chico above it. Finally, one star shot off, and one like exploded and disappeared. And then orbs floating over the top of me. Then I had orbs here that were burning my skin really bad. They were white with speckles on them.
What were they burning?
Burning my skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely something electrical. But I'm wondering if where you live now, is there's a lot of iron in the soil where you might be getting too much iron in your water or in your food supply that you're not aware that you're getting an overdose of like iron, like certain clay soils could
cause problems. There's no red dirt around here. And the water is the, you know, city water. So I don't know. I will say a lot of times when I think about this, there's been so many ships that I feel like they were trying to warn me.
Really?
I don't think they've all been bad, all been negative. I have heard that they try to do this to people because they don't want you to elevate your consciousness.
They want to vampirize. Yeah. I knew a gal who her husband had. Well, he got hosted by, I guess it was probably a reptilian, but she actually developed anemia after a while because of the energy vampirism that occurred just in his presence. So I've heard of that before where the energy vampirism is so bad, they literally can have iron anemia that results even from energetic energy vampirism. So
there's
I didn't
a whole
know
world
if
you don't know.
Yeah.
There is a whole world that you wouldn't believe the sightings I've had. I'm in Salmon when I visited my son last they were biting me really bad and moving everywhere. And I get to the point where I'm screaming in my head, you know, you get pretty desperate. And I went outside and there was a craft way down low and they'd moved slowly backwards. So this is 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm walking to head towards the mountain area. And then I have this fear factor of, oh my God, you know, I've heard red lights are negative. And what if that's, they're negative? So I go back in the house. I have close contact, especially when I drive out of town, out of the city. One time I was driving and my daughter was with me. And two UFOs were keeping up right next to my car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a lot. This story is crazy, and everybody keeps telling me you have to face this, you know?
Have you ever noticed that when some orbs or other phenomena manifest, and, you know, by now, you're a veteran, an old hand, so to speak, at this, have you noticed at times after the appearance of one or more phenomena, do you experience like a mood change? Do you start to have intrusive thoughts, or does any OCD thoughts pop up, or you know, do you start to feel poorly about yourself? Anything along those
negative
lines?
Negative thoughts. You know, I constantly have to fight negative thoughts.
Probably not yours,
right? I was going to do this show all morning long. I feel this heavy negative weight. Yeah. You know, and my eye was twitching a little while ago. They, like, they'll shoot a pain in my forehead. They ball up, like, in my sciatic nerve. And I have to lay there and literally do this, you know, with my fist and can feel them. Yeah, I wish somebody would do a study on me. I mean, I think you know, the way they can do things with light, or we have all those light spectrums, I bet they'd see them. If my camera picked them up, they could pick them up. So then you ask yourself, maybe that's why the government doesn't come out. Maybe they don't want to tell people that they're here and active and what they can do.
Yeah, and they let them in, and now they can't do anything about it. And they're like, oops, they're not going to tell. You know, they're not going to, you know, they wouldn't admit to that. I mean, I don't think they
would.
Well, they would have to, they'd have to admit that the junior partner in this, they'd have to admit that they're incapable of stopping them.
Dealing with it.
Because if it got out, put it this way, the concept of drones, so-called, is now so pervasive in the mass consciousness. Imagine if the concept of alien abductions, real alien abductions, which we know are happening all the time. We have our friend here, Shan, is an example of that. You may not recall being abducted, Shan, but they're messing with you big time. Yeah. Point being is that if the general public knew that non-human beings can mess with someone to this extent, you would see a panic. You can't imagine the pandemonium that would erupt, right? I mean, a lot of us have been around long enough. I wouldn't say we've taken our stride, but depending on what we recently experienced, but at least we have some context about it. And we've endured experiences before, and we've lived through the tell the tale, right? Which is a good thing. But the general public, people are still walking around with a mask. People are still cowering in fear at their own shadows. So, you know, what's going on with Shan would send the muggles over the edge. Now, I bet you, Shan, if you zoomed in on some of the orbs, I bet you would see there's little entities inside of them. I've had Merlana McKenna on my show, and she specializes in photographing and zooming in using photo editor and what have you. What are often seen as dark spots inside these little orbs, when you really zoom in, and you contrast all the clutter out of the way, you see little ETs in there.
Some of these orbs
are actually conveyances. They're actually little craft, right? And have you ever had a problem with, like, trying to lay in bed? I know they try to disrupt their sleep patterns, but have you ever had a problem with when you close your eyes and try to get to sleep, you know, seeing hideous faces in your mind's eye, or or like, you know, perverse imagery or anything like that?
Violent, and I'm not violent. Violent, angry vision. And I have to fight it. I have to say, that's not you. The orb thing, I've collected over the years these videos on every phone. And I've got videos of an orb that was in the backyard with faces in it.
Wow. And
another friend of mine that checked him sent me faces in one. Yeah, it runs deep. These things are way beyond us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they it's scary.
Orbs, like the winged Draco ones, do they come directly out of orbs, like flying around, and then they 3D materialize kind of thing?
Well, I was telling James, I actually saw ugly fairies. Like,
oh, really?
Wow. Looking fairies during the white orb thing coming in my room.
Really?
Yeah.
How were they small? Were like the fairies small, like humanoid, or?
They were small, dangly arms, black.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. They're real. And I don't know. I'm overwhelmed with it all. I am. I'm looking for answers. Mm-hmm. I try to warn other people because people are getting close to them. I can tell.
Like, they're getting what? Could you repeat that bit, Shannon? What did you just say?
There's people like on my site that are going outside and witnessing these things, right? When you take video of these things, there's like this black, ugly stuff around the craft, or call it the fake moon. You can look at my pictures and videos, and I can tell when it's them. So people will put these pictures on my site, and I'll look at them and know they're negative. And I tell them if they weren't negative, they'd make you feel comfortable. You know, they tell you these don't say a word. I let them in. I was naive to this and let them in.
How did that happen?
When they were coming in my room, you know, you see like swirl in the air, orbs. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, you know, come closer so I can really see you. And yeah, I was communicating with them on that level. And they did get closer and closer and closer. So yeah. I think there's a lot of this going on, just not to my extent yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just curious, like, if you've ever had like severe traumas earlier in your life that you weren't aware of, that might have, a lot of times they come because there's something going on in the family or a trauma that, I don't know, can be the entry point for their interference. So sometimes, I mean, usually people who have a history, a lot of times we can find certain kinds of traumas, and sometimes it can instigate more. So I'm just kind of curious, like, why they're getting you and what they're looking for, and why it suddenly started like 7 years ago in a particular way.
I've had a lot of traumas, a life full of trauma. And this makes sense. You know, they say you have holes in your aura. And I've been raped. I was in an abusive marriage. I've always had a stable head on my shoulders, though, right? I don't know. I think you're right about that, though. I think that if you have traumas, you're open to negative beings. Yeah, even if you're naive that they're negative.
It doesn't matter. I mean, trauma can weaken us and weaken our energy field, too, you know?
Yeah.
And some people can feed on it and then like re-trigger it. Like, we knew a gal, remember, obviously Angelina, who the reptilian would actually deliberately access the traumas in her mind to trigger the emotions and then basically feed off of it or cause a re-triggering so they could access her. And they do that on purpose, I think. They do that to access you.
Because once you're in that, even go to the point.
Say that again?
It'll even go to the point, the reptilians in a sexual assault, well, not every time, but sometimes, they can make the woman, in our example, relive a previous sexual assault in real time. So all the body memories and all the latent trauma that was never resolved, it just bubbles up to the surface, and they can make the woman in real time remember and relive the previous rape or rapes. So that tells me there's some kind of hive consciousness connection between that reptilian and whatever reptilian hybrid rapist had assaulted this woman in the past. Like there's some kind they can plug into not just her memories and subconscious, but some kind of information field, right?
Bad dreams too.
Now tell us about your dreams, the content of them. What seems to be some common themes that come up in them?
Well, the last one I had, I was with my son when he was a little boy and his little friend. And I would look in the mirror and I'd see like a gray, scary reptilian looking face that would go online. And the other core of the dream was they were trying to get my son.
Wow.
And in my dream, they took my son's friend. So,
really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and so
Were they at your house when that happened, or that's a dream? But I'm wondering if it's actually a memory. You know,
I don't know. I know. But who has dreams like that? Unless something puts out there.
A lot of abductees have dreams like that. Like sometimes they'll get the wrong person. Like remember when our friend Linda? Well, she went to a friend's house. Was it? And then, or the friend came over her house or something, and then they switched bedrooms. And then when the aliens came, they actually got her friend because they thought it was her. And then the friend really freaked out because they'll just, sometimes they get the other person and they messed up, you know?
They're really evil. I've tried to reason in my head. I went out and stood under and thinking, okay, come down here. One time in the backyard, my son was visiting, and they were really messing with me. And in my mind, I screamed, "Why don't you show yourself?" And a being on top of a 20-foot-tall tree, a being appeared, and he had long black hair with a white face of like a gray with a smirk.
Oh, wow.
There's a trauma. They love to cause trauma, and that was traumatic. And I couldn't say anything. You know, I was horrified, had to act normal. My son was there. I believe they do feed off what they say is louche.
Yeah.
They like to cause pain and fear. I think the fear thing quit working on me, especially when I found out it's really hard for them to be solid here. They're more like they come to you more as like an apparition.
Yeah.
And the ships are solid.
They're less vulnerable that way.
Yeah.
So if they can mess with you out of phase density frequency wise, they will, rather than Evie and I were just talking about this, how some people have actually attacked the little grays. Daryl Sims years ago, remember Evie, he used to install post-hypnotic suggestions on volunteers so that when they find themselves in an abduction, they would try to retrieve something, bring something back.
Snap the neck of the gray. The woman
that
snapped.
Happened. And then this one woman, she woke up to see a little gray by her bed. She reached up and plucked the black eyepiece off of its eye, and the little ET is standing there like this.
That's right.
Some weird red blinking light.
It's like it's a machine kind of eye.
Yeah, like it was a cyber kind of thing, bio-cyborg kind of thingy, you know? Wow. So, and Candy Turner, our late great colleague, she always talked about the importance of fighting back, having a fighting mentality. That's what I'm really taken by you, Shan, because you have a fighter's will and a fighter's mentality, which is what we need, right? Because
I do.
They're not going to go away. they're not going to go away of their own volition. They got to be made to go away. Like, they got to.
Believe me, in my mind's eye, when they're messing with me, and this is weird too, I am battling them for hours before I can fall asleep. I've used fire, you know, the purple flame. And it does affect them. They move, some leave. It is a battle. And I got to tell you, in my marriage, I was in 3 rolled car wrecks.
Oh, there
was a rape. He beat me. I fist fought to protect my kid. I've been through a lot of trauma. This was a whole new trauma. I divorced a long time ago. My life is calm. I have grandkids I see and I love dearly. And they all know that grandma has to get away because she doesn't feel good, you know, when I'm having these experiences. My daughter knows. She's witnessed tons of things with me. She has a really good night vision camera. And we've recorded like hundreds of ships. They're on my site online. I share them. I don't go into detail. And this is why I'm doing these shows too. I'm going to start really going into detail. It is to the point where Facebook even shuts me down constantly. I'm being monitored. A couple of years ago, my phone was doing weird things. I took it to Verizon. The kid in there said, there's all kinds of stuff in your phone that shouldn't be there. Because my phone does weird things. I've been followed when I lived in the country, out in the middle of nowhere, several times. When this was all happening, owls were hooting. There was tons of owls.
Gosh, we just talked about that. Like, it's a common archetype that comes up with aliens, different kinds of alien grays even. So
yeah,
that's something that
comes. I had visions of grays being out there, but this is something different. I think I've dealt with separate things. And I think when my health problems abruptly started, I had tons of bleeding and it felt like something stabbed me. And I'm almost 60. And I went to the ER twice in a week because that happened. And I was scared to death. So all of a sudden I have a scarred liver.
What? Oh.
Yeah. And that's when this hemochromatosis started.
Okay. So your liver's being, that's interesting. And I know another abducting problems and being poisoned. That's common actually. But there's a thing about the liver. Yeah.
It's a mystery. I think if they look deeper into it, they really help people. That happened all of a sudden. And then when I got up the bed and bent over, all of a sudden I have neuropathy. Everything happened suddenly, not any working up to it. Yeah, my doctors are kind of baffled.
You know, one thing I heard from another abductee who was having a lot of problems, and she was actually part Native American too. But I guess we actually kind of co-studied with this, I think it was a Taoist martial artist. And we got on these weird conversations about abductions and when they come. And one of the things that helped energy, it was like the electrical energy of the body changes because of abductions. And when they come and enter your house and through portals or whatever it is. And one of the things that the Qigong guy said that, well, if you wipe down like all the surfaces, like in your bathroom, all the surfaces of the house with, what do you call it, vinegar and water, and you wipe it down, it does something so that it changes the electrical quality of that air in there so that there's less interference. So that was something to do with changing the electrical quality of the surfaces of your home so that it's less light. Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. Even in a bath, you can do some white wine vinegar, not white wine, but yeah, white vinegar, but just not a whole lot, like a cup in the whole bath or something, and see how you feel in just a simple bath with vinegar, because you know they don't like water. And water does help remove toxins, but it also changes probably something with the electrical. But they might be like, I don't know, like certain demons, for example, sometimes they hate water, or they'll go to dry places, or if they enter in certain places, they have to leave the same way. So sometimes it has to do with the element that they came in, or the elements that they're connecting with to get into the reality. So I was just curious, because that's what my friends told me. And they said that it decreased their the interdimensional interference they were having in their house when they wiped down everything with vinegar, like vinegar water.
You know, when when I hear somebody recommend something like this, I always try it. And the bath water with salt in them. There's lots of things. I'll definitely try it.
Yeah, or like the frankincense, because like one of the most powerful, not only rose oil is the highest, what do you call it, essence of flowers in terms of like love, it's the highest frequency, but frankincense is very powerful, like frankincense and myrrh, like as you could add it to holy water or anointing oil, or even in your tub or your bath water, so that you just infuse with this frequency, because it helps kill like negative stuff, hates frankincense, like that incense. So even using that incense in your house, anything that
can help. It definitely helps.
Well, it's a frequency war. It's a frequency war. And if we can use tools to do a lot of the heavy lifting, that will really help. I mean, I've got orgone generators. I've got large tensor rings. I've got an orgone
pyramid.
You know,
that they make?
Yeah, organite pyramids, that some of them that have either crystals, certain high frequency crystals, or like a tensor capability, right? Tensor rings, tensor pendants. So these are things that generate frequencies. Like tensor rings generate toroidal frequencies. So anything we can do to do the heavy lifting for us, like for example, clear back to the olden times, there was an understanding amongst people that iron ore has a natural protective quality against negative beings, right? So if you know somebody that has old horseshoes, for example, you can put them under your bed, what have you. And what I'd recommend also is if you can get like a good old-fashioned compass, take it to different parts of your house, your bedroom, and see if the needle starts to react in certain places. I would guess try your closets, try the foot of your bed, try directly above your bed, try behind the headboard, right, above the headboard, just to see if the needle fluctuates, because that would suggest there's some kind of electromagnetic anomaly and perhaps a means that they can get in. So if you know that the needle starts swinging wildly, say behind your headboard or beneath your bed, maybe you can put something there like an orgone generator or an orgone pyramid or something to act as a protective barrier.
Did I send you the videos of the portals?
I was just going to ask that about portals open. Like there must be a consistent portal opening somewhere.
There's one or was one in my bedroom right above my bed. And I have a friend that checks videos and pictures. That's what he does for a living, the energy. And there was one in my yard, a huge one. And I've got video of it both. So I definitely have portals. I even moved bedrooms.
There might also be something to do with the geological strata beneath your house.
Well,
Terry Lynch, rock. Please continue.
Terry Lynch, that did the documentary The Middle, said that I was directly on the ley line. And I think that definitely might have something to do with it. They've also shown me their reality mixing in with ours.
Oh, really?
I sent him the portal. I saw huge, ugly giants crossing the river. They even shook the trees by my car, like ghostly looking. And then there was a crazy portal above me. You know, it's really hard to get videos of what you're seeing, too. you know, they don't come out clear. What it came out as is this weird energy and the portal above. I say that, James, that portal is weird. It's moving all over like this. So
how does it appear? Does it appear as like an amorphous kind of ethereal kind of moving mass, or does it appear as a point of light that kind of momentarily, you know, spreads out?
It appears as a round light, a circular light. Hmm. And then when the thought of, oops.
Oh, I'm here. Can you still hear us?
Yeah, some it's a clear catch before Libra 9.
I can see you fine. You're a little blurred, but you're fine.
Have you guys ever done research on this, like ancient history?
Yeah, we've delved into that. What aspect of it?
Well, there are like statues of reptilian beings that they found in a deep mine. They say the Anunnaki part of them were reptilian, draconian.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe they're definitely in our past bloodlines.
Yeah, they tend to go after O negatives, but it depends on why they want them. I mean, it could be in the bloodline. Sometimes it's just to do the hybrid babies from an O negative woman because there's less rejection.
That's a big question I have, is the O negative thing. I've gathered groups off my site. Most of them are women, and most of them are RHO negative. It's very strange.
It's a Draco. Yeah.
It's a big, you know, when this happens to you, hopefully not too many people in the future, you delve deep all your time researching because you're desperate to know what is going on, you know, why, what?
You're not going to get any answers from the educational system or the government. They're just going to lie and laugh at you and harass you if they need to.
Well, researchers, I want to jump out there and say, you know, newsflash, the reason they're not telling you is that, you know, and of course, they don't want to scare the public, but all this other love and light messages and not talking about the negative beings that are here.
That in itself is a form of propaganda and mind control of these people that are absolutely resistant to the notion that there are negative predatory beings here. Getting back to the giant, what did it appear as? What did it look like? And about how tall do you reckon this being was?
Well, they ranged in height up to the big trees that were across the river and then down to the little trees that were probably 12 feet tall. It was.
And that's locally? Is that locally where you live or is that in California?
I was fishing at the Snake River here and it got dark and I see that colorful mist. Is all I can describe it as.
What color is it? Is it like a greenish one that will start before they come?
It's kind of multicolor.
Okay.
I sent him some videos and pictures, and I'll send a couple of that night. And you can see it. It's very strange looking. And that's when I know they're around. And you can see movement in the air.
Yeah.
I've taken friends out there that have seen it with me.
Have you ever done the thing where you check your skin with a fluorescent UV light, where like, you know, those UV black lights, and then check like in a dark room, your skin, especially after you have an experience, to see if any areas like glow different colors?
I have, and they were in my feet and you could see them moving.
Like fluorescence moving? Or?
Yeah, I use my daughter's black light. She has a black light, and you could see my feet had like a weird mass to it. And I feel them leave my hands and my feet. This all started with feeling energy with my hands in my room, which I thought was energy.
Oh, but wow. Okay.
it's a living energy. And they go in your body. You keep letting them in and terrible things will happen.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, classic. Have you ever heard of classic deliverance, exorcism, spiritual principles of, you know, how they enter in the different orifices of the body? But there might be different ways that these aliens do, like through your feet. Like I remember I used to work with an East Indian shaman. And one of the things that he would tell me, and this was also in a Robert Bruce psychic shield book or something, that like when I don't know, demons and entities move around in the earth, they move around like on a 2D thing, like all on the earth. They'll just kind of like move around like a flat surface, but then they go up into your feet when they try to go into a person. So this East Indian shaman I knew who was from India, they knew this in their lineage. And so they would use just dots of lavender oil. And they always did like lavender oil, like washing your feet and do lavender on the bottoms of your feet, maybe on the middle or whatever. So it would help prevent the beings trying to come through your feet. So that was like a thing that they did regularly. It was just a thing. But then that must be true. The Robert Bruce guy talked about how you dematerialize entities that can come through the ground or different ways. They can come through different orifices. But he did a thing where you had running water, like, a running river, actually a river or ocean, but a river is better, like a natural stream. Then you could basically go from one end to the next. And sometimes like the entities have to stay behind from the running water because the water disrupts their ability to link in. Or he would do this thing where you use a hose and make it like a coil. And then he would make it like a coil, and then you stand, first you're outside of it, then you stand inside of it, and he would run the water, and then that would force the entity to go out, and they would basically have to go to another realm. So that was how they just pushed out entities through running water. So there's something to do with like running water that causes
they really hate water.
Yeah. They
definitely found that out. They hate baking soda in your bathtub, salt, Epsom salt. Yeah. So I take a lot of baths, but I'm going to try that. I've heard some about that running water too.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Water is the stuff of life. Water is the stuff of life. And we know from the efforts of that late, great Japanese researcher whose name escapes me at the moment that the water is so sensitive that when you put it into a Petri dish and then you write a word, a highly emotionally charged word, of one frequency or another, the water will react, right? Yeah. So if you write love, the water molecules arrange themselves in a beautiful pattern. If you write war or hate, then water molecules will arrange themselves in a discordant kind of pattern. So there's really something to
it's amazing.
It is amazing. And also shungite is a peculiar kind of mineral found, memory serves, it's only found in Russia, of all places.
Oh, that's interesting.
And there's a large deposit of it over there, and it seems to have a purifying, cleansing effect on water. So you might want to look that up, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. In the time we got left in the first half, Shan, I'd like you to talk about the large triangular craft and then how it came down in the exact same spot later where that Draco showed up, right? Which suggests perhaps there's some kind of portal or energetic vortex area above you at that spot. So could you take us back to the circumstances leading up to you seeing the triangular craft, and could you describe the dimensions of it?
Well, the reason what I correlated the two with is when I lived out in the country, I saw an angel. It came down turning. The feathers flew up. It wasn't even dark all the way. My knees buckled, and I cried about that for months. Because that would really affect anybody like that. And me and my family always go camping at the same spot in the Palisade. And the kids had gone to bed. It was just me and my daughter outside. They'd gone to bed, and all of a sudden this humongous triangular craft flew right over the top of us. And it had three huge orbs at its corners. And it floated, it shimmered, it didn't match the background. So by the time it got directly over us, it like shimmered, and then the stars matched what it had behind it. The only way we knew it was there then is by the three orbs. It floated over to the mountain beside us and did the same thing that Angel did. And then sat down on that mountain, and one of the cornered orbs floated off. So that was wild. We both took a step back. That ship couldn't have been ours, because I'm telling you, that thing was just so huge. It was an amazing experience. I've had some really amazing
experiences. If I understood you correctly, do you mean that once it reached a certain position, it seemed as if it either adopted the pattern of the constellation stars above it to blend in, or it almost seemed translucent where you could see the stars above, but you could still see the orbs in the corners, the light.
There was no red light. When it was floating.
Or white lights in the corners sometimes.
Yeah, they were white. When it was floating and about, to the side of your head vision, it didn't match the stars behind it. So it was easier to see, But it was still see-through, but it didn't match the stars. By the time it got over the top of us, it shimmered. And then it looked just like the stars behind it, to the point where you couldn't see the triangle up there even, because it all looked like the stars. Then when it floated over to the mountain, as you can only see the three orbs now, as it sat down, it turned, and then one of the orbs floated off.
Yeah, that's definitely not man-made, no way.
No, it was technology that there is no way it was ours. And it took up like a third of the sky. It was something so huge.
It was silent?
Go ahead, sorry.
It was silent.
There was no sound whatsoever.
Now, tell us about the Draco again, because you mentioned that this, and I want to get your details from it, like an orb of light or something came down, and then out of it sprouted this winged Draco. Could you take us through that again before we end this first segment?
Well, for a long time on my site, me and quite a few other people, when I see the moon, there's always like a moon in front of it. I always see like a double moon now for the last 7 years. So I call it the fake moon craft. That has come down over the top of me quite a few times. I even saw it split in two once. I have a picture of it beginning. Somehow I got a picture of it starting to pull apart. Then it lowers over the top of me, and it's just a round circle of light. That reptilian being stepped up into that circle so I could see his. Everything is clear from that light. I call it the fake moonlight. I could see its scales. Its face protruded out, and it had a huge wingspan. All I did was go out to my car to grab something. It was like 9:30 at night. So they made sure to show me what I'm dealing with. My heart dropped to my feet. And I ran back into my house. It took me a long time to not hyperventilate over that. I saw one. I know they're here. I don't have crazy visions. I never have. I'm pretty sound minded. This has been crazy.
A lot of people have seen the Dracos. A lot of people have seen them. And a quick point before we end this first segment: Arthur C. Clarke, who was a CIA asset, also a pedophile, wrote a book called Childhood's End about mankind being visited by this alien race. And then, long story short, that alien race was depicted in cinema and in, cartoon form, and not really like childhood, like cartoons, but, art work.
Like animated.
Those beings in Childhood's End were Dracos. They were winged reptilians. Of all the beings that they would choose to depict, to describe which beings mankind would encounter, Arthur C. Clarke happened to choose these winged Dracos. And then the end of the story is like they have this false kind of rapture scenario where mankind ascends, being taken up, but taken up into what? Like what Barbie Bartholomew called the cattle cars, probably. You know? So I just thought I'd run that through. And Arthur C. Clarke was a CIA asset, and he was also a pedophile. So,
I can't hear you guys very well. I keep interrupting. I don't mean to.
Oh, that's quite all right. What do you say, Evie?
I'm just saying, you know, if Arthur C. Clarke had those influences, then you know what's working through him, more or less.
Yes. Yes. Know.
I've watched those OBEs, and they all talk about when you get up there, there's this beautiful light. And in some cases, they convince, you know, with your family member or, you know, a light being, they could convince you to go back through the matrix that we're in over and over and over. So some say the whole point of this is to avoid that, raise your frequencies. They make it sound like there's a battle going on, whether it's in the, you know, the field, the paranormal field, the astral realm, whatever you want to call it. And one time they gave me visions of white and black angels fighting in clouds. And they had the faces of grays.
Oh, wow.
I had quite a few crazy. And they're not like I meditate and ask for a vision. They go in my brain and I have a vision. So I've had quite a few of these. And that's when I started wondering about the Holy War. Now, I'm going to say there are parts of the Bible that I think are probably true, but most of it are lies. I've researched and researched. I believe Christ was here. The whole first Bible is Yeshua, which said it was okay to rape a lady and, you know, it said all kinds of really horrifying things in the first Bible. And they say demons. I believe the demons were them. And I believe Earth was definitely overrun with them. They ruled here. They raped the women. Maybe that's where O-negative comes from.
Well, we've reached the end of a fascinating, thought-provoking first segment with our guests, Shan Gilmes and Eve Lorgan. Shan, could you let our listeners and viewers know how they can find your work?
I'm on Facebook, and my site's called The Hidden Truth About Everything Unusual. And all you got to do is join the group. And me and a lot of other people, a lot of really great members, have posted our experiences. Everybody's welcome. And you can see the videos and pictures and stuff posted on that site.
And Evie, could you tell our listeners and viewers where they can find your work?
Oh, I'm evelorgan.com or Alien Love Bite Telegram channel for now. Yeah.
And to our dear listeners and viewers out there, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.